From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. The Alabama Symphony Orchestra returns to live concerts tonight after an 18-month hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. WBHM's Janae Pierre has the details.
There were some virtual performances, but it's different when you step foot on a stage.
This is a joyous moment.
That's Carlos Izcaray, music director for the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. This season, the group will celebrate its centennial, 100 years of creating music in the state. Back in 1921, the city of Birmingham celebrated its 50th anniversary. Part of that celebration was a performance by a group of volunteer musicians. That group was the beginning of the Alabama Symphony Orchestra.
It's almost symbiotic because of that 50th anniversary. We're tied to the history of the city. So as we want the city to keep growing and expanding and becoming a prosperous place, the symphony plays a role.
And part of that role, Izcaray says, is to cater to the well-being of the community through music and education. That's why he's spearheading a new programming initiative to increase the visibility of women composers and composers of color, like William Grant Steele.
There's a very, very diverse and interesting pool of creators of all genders, races, origins, and this is the place where you get to experience that.
This season, the orchestra will also bring back the Masterworks series, including an audience favorite, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Izcaray says the orchestra's comeback season will be a moment for rediscovery.
We find liberation and magic and entertainment and all sorts of wonders for just through the power of music. And that's what we do. We change lives through music.
The Alabama Symphony Orchestra opens the season tonight. Capacity will be reduced at venues to allow for social distancing, and masks are required. Janae Pierre, WBHM.
The Alabama Symphony Orchestra is a program sponsor of WBHM, but the news and business departments operate separately. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.